From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The self-confessed killer of a Kansas doctor who performed abortions after spending several hours lecturing the court has been sentenced. The only question in the case was whether 52-year-old Scott Roeder, who already faced a mandatory life sentence, would be eligible for parole in 25 years or 50 years, a question that was answered by Judge Warren Wilbert.
The statute therefore requires the court to impose the hard 50, and it will be the order, judgment, and sentence of this court. It should be remanded to the custody of the Secretary of Corrections for the term of life with your first parole eligibility in 50 years.
Roeder's sentence followed a rambling diatribe in which he referred to the Bible, lectured expectant mothers, and accused the judge of duplicity. Roeder admitted to gunning down Dr. George Tiller last May inside the physician's church.
How are you? What's your name? Good to see you.
President Obama making an unexpected stop today to Massachusetts Emergency Management Center, where the president got a first-hand briefing from officials, including Governor Deval Patrick. The president thanked workers there on behalf of all Americans. They've been dealing with some of the worst flooding to hit New England in decades. Earlier in the day, the president was in Portland, Maine, pushing the recently signed health care overhaul bill.
I want you to know that last week, after a year of debate and a century of trying, health insurance reform became the law of the land.
The president called for patience to give the overhaul plan time to work, and he mocked critics and pollsters who've already talked about how the bill has hurt his image. And a report finds the number of planned layoffs at businesses in the United States spiked in March. As Danielle Carson reports, the number is up more than 60%.
The report from the consulting firm Challenger Gray & Christmas shows employers cut more than 67,000 jobs last month, three-quarters of which were in government payrolls. That's up from 42,000 jobs lost in February. But spokesman Jim Pedersen says the overall picture isn't as onerous as the numbers suggest.
There definitely were higher cuts in the government area. Most other sectors, including retail, industrial goods manufacturing, all those are seeing lower job cuts. So it's kind of a mixed bag. It's not as bad as it appears on paper.
This latest jobs report sets the stage for the much-anticipated employment numbers for March, due tomorrow. It's expected to show the economy generated 190,000 jobs last month, the most in 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
With the stock market closed tomorrow for Good Friday, investors decided to end the trading week on a positive note. The positive weekly job numbers helped send stocks up 70 points. Blue chips closed at 10,927. For the week, the Dow was up 0.7%. The Nasdaq gained 5 points to close at 2402. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 8 points today, ending the session at 1178. You're listening to NPR. Some of the major automakers are out with their March sales numbers. Toyota says despite bad publicity surrounding the recall of millions of vehicles to deal with sudden acceleration problems, incentives aimed at wooing customers apparently paid off with a 41% sales increase. Also posting higher sales numbers was Ford, which saw a 40% sales boost, and GM, which saw its sales climb by 21% from the same month a year ago, factoring in discontinued brands. Chrysler sales were down 8%. The deadline is passed for the federal government to pay black farmers in the U.S. for years of discrimination. Though Obama administration officials heralded the settlement agreement in February, Congress did not budget money in time. More from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
The agreement called on Congress to appropriate more than $1 billion for black farmers by the end of March. The money was to settle claims that the government had discriminated against tens of thousands of farmers in granting loans. Now it's April. John Boyd of the Black Farmers Association warns that the case could head back to court if the administration doesn't fulfill its promises. He has worked on this issue for more than 20 years.
These are farmers that, even this morning, have called our organization asking for planting money to plant their crops. These are not wealthy individuals that can come up to Washington, D.C. and spend weeks on Capitol Hill lobbying Congress.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack released a statement saying the administration remains committed to working with Congress to provide funding for the settlement. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Officials have recovered the body of a 26-year-old climber who became stranded on California's Mount Shasta. Sheriff's Department officials say rangers found the body of 26-year-old Thomas Bennett in a snow cave where a climbing companion says he had left his friend while he struggled down the mountain to find help. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.